It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
No, I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday,
motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, yeah. Can you Friday?
They're jumping.
Yeah, they are. It's a blue Friday.
It is.
Seahawks are back this weekend.
We're all rocking our Hawks gear.
You know, ever since they brought back the vintage jerseys, I don't think I've ever worn my current Seahawks jersey. I don't want to.
Your vintage one looks pretty good.
I love the retro jerseys.
They have the best retro jerseys in the entire league.
I hope they bring them back and just make them full-time. Make the current ones like your alternates.
And I gotta ask, we're going up the 49ers. What are our predictions? Do we have faith?
I have faith. I have a lot of faith.
I love that. Okay, yes. Danny, you have faith?
Of course. I never doubt the Seahawks.
Just like the Seahawks, we had a bye week. I got some time to reflect, spend time with family.
Relax.
And I feel good about things.
My father's a big 49ers fan, so I'm trying to convince George to go watch it with him. My father-in-law. So
it's like, wow, a lot's changed.
No, my father-in-law is a big 49ers fan, so I'm just convincing George. We should go all watch it together because it'll just be them two yelling at each other.
I love that.
Let's get to Tyson from UAlp. Tyson, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Tyson has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. That's all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
What is a 6-sided shape called?
Octagon?
No.
Pentagon?
No.
Hexagon?
Yes. Jalen Hurts is the quarterback for what NFL team?
Eagles.
Yes. What do animals do to conserve energy when food is scarce in the winter?
Hibernate.
Yes. What Full House star recently was diagnosed with stage 3 cancer?
Pass.
The first Thanksgiving celebration lasted how many days?
3, 4, 5.
3, yes. Which chemical
is that
element?
Dave Coulier?
Yes, it is.
Dave Coulier, yes.
Which chemical element makes up most of the atmosphere of Mars?
Pass.
What country produces the most strawberries?
United States.
No.
Pass.
What band has the hit songs Hurt and Closer?
Pass.
Who played Coach Morris Buttermaker in the 2005 movie Bad News Bears?
Bill Dalton.
Yes. How many U.S. states begin with the letter U?
1, 2, 3.
1, yes. Tyson, you got...
China. China's the strawberry one.
Should I give it to him?
I think it might be too late.
Is it too late?
I think it might be too late.
Oh, Tyson, I'm sorry. It's too late.
Okay.
But you all still right, got 7 correct.
Let's go.
Which is a good score. And do you have a friend or coworker helping you?
Maybe, but I'm not going to disclose that.
I like that. No one will know if you don't admit it, okay?
Gotcha.
Is his name Mike? Because that would be... epic.
Oh my. If it was Mike and Tyson. God.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
Right? And you can be.
That
Jake.
Would be wild.
All right, Steve, are you ready?
Yeah, Daddy, let's go.
What is a 6-sided shape called?
6 is a hexagon?
It is. Jalen Hurts is the quarterback for 1 NFL team.
So last night, Philadelphia Eagles.
You know it. What do animals do to conserve energy when food is scarce in the winter?
Hibernate.
Yes. What Full House star recently was diagnosed with stage 3 cancer?
Uncle Joey. Dave Coulier.
Yes. The first Thanksgiving celebration lasted how many days?
3.
Correct. Which chemical element makes up most of the atmosphere of Mars?
Butane.
No.
Methane.
No.
Hydrogen.
No. What country produces the most strawberries?
What country? Let's see. Denmark.
No.
What? United States.
No.
Canada?
No. What band has the hit songs Hurt and Closer?
Nine Inch Nails.
You know it. Who played Coach Morris Buttermaker in the 2005 movie Bad News Bears?
Oh, Billy Bob Thornton.
Yes.
Love that movie.
How many U.S. states begin with the letter U?
One.
Wow. Yes.
Yes.
And with that, Steve, you get 8 correct, which is a win, barely 8-7. Sorry, Tyson.
Take care, Tyson.
Good job, Steve.
Thank you, my brother.
Yeah, Daddy, let's go! Woo!
It would have been a tie.
Go!
But they late answered the correct with China for the most strawberries.
China?
China.
Huh.
Random, yeah. Right? And then which...
I was trying to think of like a dessert that incorporated strawberries that maybe there was a connection to a country, and that's... I don't know why I went with Denmark.
I was like, yeah, what dessert's in Denmark with strawberries?
Oh, you never had the Denmark cheesecake?
Oh, no. Is it fabulous?
Yeah. Just don't ever read a dictionary, though.
I won't. What chemical element makes up most of the atmosphere of Mars?
No idea.
Carbon dioxide.
Mm. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, congrats, Steve, on beating Tyson and his friend he won't name.
Live Night is coming back on December 13th, Rockaholics, and we only get together with our Rockaholics a couple times a year, and this is one of the opportunities, the final opportunity of 2024.
And this one's a blast, because we're attempting to do a show, and everything usually falls apart, but everything is done live, from the music, the sound effects, the production guys, it's just all done live.
And you can get your tickets now at KISW.com. Tonight, we're very excited about the Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson fight. But what happened yesterday that led to Jake Paul yelling this?
He must die!
Oh, you'll find out after Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The Daily Mix Show.
After much anticipation, tonight is the big fight, Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul, and you can watch it on Netflix. It all begins at 5 o'clock. And Mike ended up slapping Jake during their final face-off. Yes. After yesterday's weigh-in. Here is Jake Paul reacting to it.
You just felt his power. What did that feel like?
And that's Ariel Helwani, who's doing the interview. He does like a lot of stuff with like MMA and wrestling and apparently boxing as mm-hmm. well.
Why did he do that to you?
I didn't even feel it. He's angry. He's an angry little elf. Mike Tyson, not that...
He's quoting Elf now.
Just calling him an angry little elf. That's a first.
Mike Tyson, I thought that was a cute slap, buddy, but tomorrow you're getting knocked the f*** out. I'm f***ing him up, Belial. I'm f***ing him up. He hits like a bitch. It's personal now. It's personal now. He must die.
Okay, he's hamming it up, clearly, a little.
That sounded like out of a movie.
But I have to say, like, if you didn't see the slap coming... Let's just say that this wasn't, there's a lot of people who can speculate maybe this is all just like completely orchestrated, the slap and all that, get more interest on it. But let's just say it wasn't. He didn't see the slap coming. You think he's going to see a punch coming then? Like, Mike's coming in quick.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, when you watch the video, it's just like out of nowhere the slap comes. And Danny, you were asking earlier, like, well, why did he even slap him? And it looked like someone zoomed in, and it looked like Jake Paul stepped on Mike's foot, and Mike wasn't wearing any shoes because he's doing the weigh-in. And I think that kind of the snap a little bit.
Ooh.
I just think when the bell rings, I mean, Mike's just going to try and murder this guy. And, yeah, he's older, but he still moves fast.
He's scary.
Yeah. I think the scariest part, though, was when Mike just decided to...
My ding-ding.
Grab his ding-ding.
Hey, come on, Seattle!
That was...
Did you see that?
Yes, and then it was like on a loop, so I watched it over and over.
Me too.
Grabbing my ding-ding.
And then I watched it in slow motion.
I mean, he was... Because, Sarah, you're like, oh, that was crazy when he was adjusting himself. I'm like, that wasn't... That was like, he was just flaunting it. Like, he was just like, check one out. What I have.
That was a fondle, for sure.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe he was just trying to reorganize. You guys do that sometimes. So I was giving him the benefit of the doubt.
As a person who's readjusted himself many a times, it's never once looked like that. Okay?
No. If I sometimes have to adjust myself on the treadmill, like at the gym. If I ever did it that way, the gym would kick me out and never let me come back.
Exactly.
I just thought he had a lot to adjust.
Well, so clearly he did.
He was taking his time.
I do have to say, and this might be a stoner conversation, but these are like the things I think about. Like, I'm like, why are so... We're all losing our mind about this. Like, not just us, but like people on social media. And I was like, I'm glad that this fight got canceled when it did, because the world's kind of weird right now, especially in our country. Like, everyone's arguing over a lot of stuff, some very serious stuff. It's nice to just kind of, not forget it, but kind of stop arguing about that and talk about something that's, like, kind of ridiculous and random, like kind of 50-year-old man that was once a dominant boxer still pull it off in the ring. And in a weird way, I think it's kind of, like, just kind of got our minds off of things that are, like, super serious. I'm having a lot of fun, like, reading people's opinions. And I usually don't want to read anyone's opinions on social media. And I'm having a blast seeing what everybody has to say, whether it's they think Jake Paul's going to murder him because he's younger, he's stronger, he's this, he's that. Or, like, people like me, we want to see the old man get his comeuppance on that young whippersnapper.
I mean, we want to see that for you tonight, too, at SOS Pro Wrestling. Steve, another 50-year-old getting in the ring tonight.
That's right. That's right. At least I was smart. I'm taking on the handicapped hero, and I'm going to crush him. Gregory Iron, you don't know what's going to happen until you step in the ring with me. Don't step on my foot. I might slap you.
Oh, boy.
You know what's so crazy? One of our friends said on our group thread, he's like, hey, man, can everybody not tell me, like, please don't bring up the results of the Mike Tyson fight. And he's one of the guys that's wrestling, and I love the guy. But I'm like, there's not a chance in hell you're going to be able to leave that place tonight without somebody bringing up this fight.
And like, don't bring out your phone, because it's going to be all over any social media that you open.
Right.
Yeah.
Spoilers. I might even be in the back of the room and be like, Tyson just won. Have fun in your match.
Do it.
We know that you are a massive music fan, but could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it. And if you do, we'll hook you up with tickets to see Deftones at Climate Pledge Arena on February 27th. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All morning, we have received texts and calls from you, but we have not yet had a chance to chat with everybody. But the time has come where we are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Pendergast Law. So call up if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show, or if you have anything on your mind that you'd like to discuss. 206-803-ROCK. Earlier, we were talking about if your car had ever been stolen and
yes,
where you ended up finding it. And James from Olalla, who I believe played Beat Migs this morning, wants to weigh in on some stolen car stories.
Hey, good to talk to you again, guys.
What's up, James?
I've had two Jeeps stolen from me about a decade apart, both Wranglers. First one was back in December 2012. Happened to be on the 12th of all days. And this thing was stolen in the early morning hours. I had it up for sale on the side of the road. And it just disappeared. And police gave me a little bit of a lead of where to kind of keep an eye out, and took about a week and a half, and I happened to spot it on the road, and they took off and couldn't keep track of them.
Were you waving at them like, hey, that's my Jeep, or are you just trying to track them?
So I didn't wave at them, but I slowed way down because I caught a glimpse of the headlights and license plate, and they didn't even change the license plate out. It was still my plate.
Damn.
And I'm like, son of a gun. And about 5 days after my son was born, I get a call from Kitsap County detectives. They said they may have found it, and they wanted me to identify it. I'm like, oh, no. Identify is never a good word here. So I had my daughter with me, asked if I could bring her, and they're like, oh, yeah, go right ahead.
She'll love to see this catastrophe.
Oh, yeah. So what they failed to tell me is that they were actively investigating the scene, and there was no less than 30 marked and unmarked cars there. And get out with her and I walk over to the garage, and here's the Jeep there, complete from the engine down. The body was off of it, all of that.
Wow.
Wow, that's crazy.
And 5 days before, like 4 days before that, the insurance had just paid me out, so I was fortunate there. So the second one, much more recent, my brother had borrowed my Jeep for a bit. It was parked over at his girlfriend's parents' house over in Gorst. And sometime in the early morning hours in September, somebody had come by and stolen it. I got a call a visit from the sheriff saying that, hey, your Jeep was stolen. We found it. We need you to meet us over at this address. So I got on the road, hightailed it over there, and they only got a block over before it ran out.
Was there more damage? Sorry, dude, this story's getting kind of long. No disrespect, but like, what happened with this one?
So we get there, it's out of gas. They punched the ignition out, but I went, got some gas, and got it going. Get going down the road. Had to take it slow because the clutch was going out. And whoever had stolen it, I'm pretty sure, was on their way back to come and get it. And at least this time I recovered it, but the fender was damaged. The stereo deck was gone.
So lesson learned, don't get Jeep Wranglers.
Don't get Jeep Wranglers.
Yeah, lesson learned. Stay away from the
and
Jeep Wranglers.
Suck.
Yes.
Rockaholics, we have the most morbid and fascinating story all at the same
time.
Doesn't
involve Jeeps, I promise.
No. But we're going to tell you all about it at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
A man's body was found 3 days after he died in a tanning bed inside of an Indianapolis Planet Fitness.
Wow. The extra crispy?
Oh my gosh.
What in the hell? Do they not clean these things?
That was my first question.
How many tanning beds do they have at Planet Fitness where you can have one person? Oh, he's still in there. When's he coming out? We don't know.
Give him time. A woman named Elizabeth, she was at the gym before authorities got there, and this is what she says that she witnessed.
Come on and play.
Nobody ever thinks you're going to go to a gym on a Monday morning and, you know, potentially be in the same building as a dead body. And I was kind of like sniffing, trying not to look crazy, but I was like, something smells really awful here. The first thing that kind of went off in my head was,
well, if something smelled awful, how did nobody else notice that?
Oh.
Like everyone else was just like, yeah, it's just a weird funk for 3 days.
You got to investigate.
You know, lack of attention from the staff members at Planet Fitness, which is pretty disappointing because maybe it could have been prevented. And the tanning bed has a door, I believe. But still, like, why are we not concerned that the door has been closed for 3 days in a row, potentially?
You. I mean, I worked at a gym that had tanning beds, and I worked at a salon that had tanning beds. And you were in there all the time cleaning, making sure everything was fine and set up. Like, it is wild that that went for 3 days.
And I know a lot of people that actually have memberships to Planet Fitness, not to work out, but because they're free, because part of the deal is, like, you get free tanning there, and it's like $10 or something like that a month just to be a member, and that's cheaper than getting a tanning bed subscription at like one of the tanning places. So like, how did they not realize that?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That's insane.
Can you still get the little stickers, like the little Playboy bunny sticker when you go tanning? Yeah. You can?
Oh, you sure can.
That brings me back.
Yeah, I actually was, I canceled my membership, but I went in to cancel it and I saw all the little stickers. Playboy bunny, heart.
What, at like Planet Fitness?
No, at my tanning salon.
Oh.
They got lips.
Oh, yeah. So you can put it, so then it's like, it looks like a little tattoo.
Next time you go get tanned, Steve, you should just get one right on your forehead.
Of what?
A Playboy bunny.
Duh.
Oh, okay. That's a lot less offensive than what I thought you were going to say.
Well, you can track your tanness. It's very convenient.
Okay. I think I'm going to pass on that.
I don't even know when the last time was I went tanning, but I think if I went for more than like 4 to 6 minutes, I would be a crispy mess.
I can't imagine what that guy was looking like. That's awful. Like, ugh. What a crappy thing. I love how she's like, I didn't expect to see a dead body at the gym.
Oh. No thanks. The New York Yankees once again took a beloved member of the Mariners, but this time it is not a player. We're going to tell you all about it during the Daily Migs download after Foo Fighters.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Happy Blue Friday, Ryan Castle. I'm glad you're celebrating in a shade of black.
It's going to be a surprise to you, but most of what I own is this shade of black.
He's got blue jeans on.
I do have blue jeans
on. Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah.
That counts. Count it.
Yes, and I do have one toe that's been blue for like the last 4 days, and I don't know why, but we can count that as well. Just don't worry. It's one of the small ones.
WebMD, and I'm sure you'll get all the answers you need.
It's fine. I'm sure I'm not dying.
The DMV is brought to you by Palace Law. Last night, the Seattle Kraken weren't dying. In fact, they were winning and winning once again.
Oh, yeah.
Three straight wins for them. They beat the Blackhawks 3-1. Up next, tomorrow afternoon, taking on the New York Islanders over at Climate Pledge Arena.
Also from the world of Seattle sports, veteran Seattle Mariners broadcaster Dave Sims is leaving the team after 20 years to become the new radio voice for the New York Yankees on WFAN.
That's awesome for him.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Some of his most memorable Mariners calls over the years would include Felix Hernandez's perfect game and Cal Raleigh's playoff-clinching home run.
3-2 to Cal. The pitch from Acevedo.
I think he said, hey, now.
That didn't last long.
No, that was a very nice moment for a second.
At least he has a chance of getting a ring, though.
He's at least going to see his team go to the playoffs. Yeah.
Hey, you guys, next year is our year. Come on.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
What if how funny would that be? He was the one that was holding him back.
It wasn't the trident that was the curse. It was Dave Sims in that silly hat.
Come on, man.
Take care, Dave. Actually, what a great broadcast.
Yeah,
it's funny.
For sure.
I saw a lot of Yankees fans like, who is this guy? You know, of course, it's New York. And then somebody shared that video of him doing that call. And they're like, hey, sounds pretty good. I look forward to hearing him talk about the Yankees.
Of course he is. That's why the Yankees hired him.
And he worked for them previously in like the early 90s. So he's kind of going back home a little
bit. But you know the internet. They know what's up.
People from New York are the worst. Present company included.
Hey, now. Hey, now. All right, this is definitely sounds like a New York argument, but, you know, I don't know if you guys know this, but most people still don't know how to use these roundabouts that are all over. There's a lot of them here in Washington, but somebody posted a video of this big pickup truck that just forgot that he needs to yield before he gets into the roundabout, almost took out a car, cut off a couple of cars as well, but then he pulled over yelling at the guy that he almost hit, saying that that guy was to blame, and, of course, the guy that was arguing with him recorded it, and this is what it sounded like.
What are you honking at me for?
What the hell are you doing, dude?
Dude, that's not how that works. Dude. I have the straight. You were coming through here.
You have the yield, dude.
I don't have the yield. Everyone coming in has the yield.
You realize if I hit you, I would have just crushed your entire car, right?
There's nothing that I should have or could have done differently then. I didn't
want... Check, you don't come straight across the intersection
It's a roundabout.
I feel like it's like... Just because you have the bigger vehicle doesn't mean you have the right of way.
My neighborhood doesn't have like stop signs or anything, and it seems like the rule is whoever's going the fastest through the intersection is the one that gets to go first.
Dude, there are times even in Puyallup, because it seems like everywhere is a four-way stop. Except for some random places, and you assume it's a four-way stop until you realize, oh, that car is not stopping. I'm the idiot.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, gotta make sure I see all four.
Yeah. Sorry.
All right, calling all animal lovers, specifically dog people.
Uh-oh.
The Humane Society for Tacoma and Pierce County is waiving adoption fees for all dogs now through Sunday because they are dealing with some pretty severe overcrowding.
Oh, wow.
They have nearly 130 dogs, but only 89 kennels available. So some kennels are being shared, including one that has 7 small dogs right now. And additional dogs are being put into offices and temporary crates to deal with this. So we've heard about the rise in dog intakes this past year with people going back to work and all those types of things. So these rescues and fosters are really in a great need right now. And the Humane Society of Tacoma and Pierce County is offering even a foster to adopt option for all dogs still needing spay or neuter surgeries. That means that you could take the dog home today and return it when the procedure is scheduled. So go adopt.
Yeah.
It'd be really helpful.
Have you called Brad yet and said, on my way back from Portland, I might be stopping at the Tacoma Humane Society?
I'm still on animal probation, but if you're not on animal probation, go get a dog this weekend.
Well, if you have a dog, I have a place for you to go. I mean, I feel like this is right up the alley of you and Ryan and everybody. At Gig Harbor Wine Company, you could go there because they have a dog-friendly area, and they provide the dogs a dog charcuterie board, or as they call it, the barkuterie. to the menu.
Oh, man. They got them Ors d'Ors there, too?
Yes. You can get the filet mignon. Everything's available there, Ryan. So while you're drinking the wine and sampling wine, your dog can sample bacon and peanut butter biscuits.
Love this. Barcuterie. Yeah.
And it's Gig Harbor Wine Company. Thank you for pronouncing it better than I could. And they're available. You could go there on afternoons and evenings from Thursday through Sunday. As far as weather, we're going to hit a high of 47 degrees and cloudy. The Seahawks play this Sunday. They're in San Francisco or Santa Clara taking on the 49ers. So let's go, Hawks. That is the DMV, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Mix Show. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.